Those who have been following the news from Walmart know that the giant company has been trying to soften its corporate image, and it's been sponsoring a number of environmental programs. One of those programs is aimed at boosting local agriculture. Walmart is working directly with farmers so that it can stock its stores with more locally grown produce. From member station KUAR in Little Rock, Arkansas, Kelly McNeil reports.
A stock boy is pushing fruit cups and salad toppings into produce racks at this Walmart in Maumelle, Arkansas. On this day, most fruits and vegetables are labeled with faraway locations, Washington, Florida, Honduras. It's cheaper to grow food in those places, but getting it to central Arkansas burns a lot of fuel.
A surprising percentage on many crops of the cost of the goods is the freight.
Ron McCormick heads Walmart's Heritage Agriculture Program. The company is building up smaller farmers to get more local produce into stores for both economic and environmental reasons. McCormick says most local farmers just aren't prepared to supply the retail giant with the huge quantity and consistent quality of produce it requires.
It seemed to be a win all across the board if we could use our buying power to kind of reinvigorate some of those old agricultural areas that had been abandoned over time.
Areas like southern Arkansas, where farmer Randy Clanton drives the back roads of the town of Hermitage. He's checking on field workers preparing tomato seedlings. A shotgun rides in the truck beside him. Clanton says his family started growing tomatoes in this area 50 years ago.
You know, that's back when most of your produce business was done in small mom-pop operations.
Clanton says Walmart has helped make his operation more professional, especially in the area of food safety. Walmart has urged him to diversify, to plant watermelons, peppers, and cabbage. Now he supplies food to distribution centers covering six states, and the larger market means Clanton makes more money.
It gives us a sense of security whenever we go out here and start kicking the dirt out here and cranking old John Deere's up to get ready, you know. I mean, if you know you've got a market out there.
Clanton is one of about 350 growers around the country Walmart is working with in its Heritage Agriculture Program. Still, the program has its critics. When Walmart sells Clanton's Arkansas produce in Illinois, is that still local food or business as usual? Jim Prevors used to work in produce distribution. Now he writes the Perishable Pundit blog about the industry. He points out local isn't always possible.
You can do a heritage agriculture program and buy certain products that are grown in Connecticut for your Connecticut stores, but in the end, it's not going to be a significant part of that Connecticut store's produce sales because most of the months of the year, you can't grow anything in Connecticut.
Many environmentalists like local food because it cuts down on carbon emissions from transportation.
When you've got a private organization the size of Walmart, anything that they do in a positive direction for the environment, if they can find a better business model, then the ripple effects are huge.
That's Michelle Harvey with the Environmental Defense Fund. She says many stores promote some locally grown food, but so far Walmart is the only one working with farmers at the source to develop more local produce. Walmart won't say what its long-term goal is for the Heritage Agriculture Program, but it says as of today, 6% of its produce is grown in the same state it's sold. For NPR News, I'm Kelly McNeil in Little Rock.